The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Right. What's your favorite alcoholic beverage?
If you love being in a girl group,
this is totally for you.
Some people call us overwhelming.
Yeah. Love it or leave it, we don't care. No, but we want you here.
Yeah. Welcome to You Can Sip With Us.
And tonight we are sipping.
We're sipping. I'm Colleen.
I'm Ashley.
What are you sipping
we
on?
We came packing. Honestly, nothing sounded good because I've got some shit going on in my throat.
Yeah, I saw that.
I'll talk a little bit about that in a moment.
Okay.
But I was like, it feels like there is just something lodged in my throat. So it sort of feels like anything acidic, carbonated. It's like, no. And it has been a minute since I have been in the red wine bucket.
Right.
But that was the move tonight.
Yes.
I poured myself a nice size glass of red wine. I see that's what you are also working with.
Yes.
And it's going down easy.
Yes. And this is good calibrating for you for what you're about to do, which is in a matter of hours.
Matter of hours.
You're going to be wine tasting in Oregon.
Yeah. Yes. And as you guys are listening to this, that I will have already done it.
Yes.
We're recording.
You'll be back.
Extra early. Because what happens is I'm going to Oregon, and that's where Colleen is. And we always think, oh, we're going to be together. Let's just record.
Yeah.
But then it's like, it's always like rushing to get it done because we have other things that we want to do. And then we have like one microphone. We're like hovering over it.
It's almost easier to do it over Zoom.
Separately.
Funny enough. Because then the sound and the configuration is how we need it to be.
Yes.
And when we're together, it's freeform.
Right.
We're not tied to a computer, which is not a natural state when you're together.
Exactly.
You need to be, you know,
and like
free
range. We have to be
friendship.
Yeah. It's just like I'm trying to look at you, but I'm leaning in, but I'm also like, are you smelling my breath? Because you're right there.
Right.
And the whole, it's just, so anyway, we're recording extremely early.
Yes.
Wednesday night. We normally record like the weekend before.
Yeah.
Seconds before. It's hot off the press. But yeah, so it will have already happened. Hopefully I survived it. I know we have shit to talk about.
Yeah.
But I saw something. So I'm kind of, this would be kind of a cheat. But tell me if you would be up for, right now, off the cuff.
Oh, God.
Right now, a fall.
Yes.
Draft.
Getaway. Oh.
Draft.
Oh. Okay.
Draft.
For what?
Just like the top things about fall.
Oh, like tonight.
Right this second. Off, because I saw this thing on TikTok and they did not plan it. So like one guy froze in his tracks. It's a guy. He froze in his tracks and one of his picks was Uggs. And then he laughed at himself because he's like, I don't even own Uggs. Why would I choose Uggs?
Yeah. Okay. Let's do it. You're going to go down. So we each get what, three things?
Sure. Let's do three.
Okay.
So you go first.
Well, are you sure?
Yeah, I think so because I'm springing this on you. I've been thinking about it today. So I'm already coming in a little
bit. You've been thinking about it today.
I've been thinking I'm not going to think of my items.
Can I have one moment since you've had all day?
Sure. Yeah. Look, she's already got pen to paper. She's scrambling, folks. And I just thought, I know it's not fall, but the reason I thought about this is because I was putting on a sweatshirt. I was starting to feel a little nip in the air. Mm-hmm. And we're drinking red wine. It feels, you know, it's dark out. We're after 9 o'clock here at night. It feels cozy. Mm-hmm. If I look outside at the weather, it's still 91 degrees, but we're not looking outside at the weather. We're sitting inside cozy drinking red wine and sweaters.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
Great. Fall is approached.
I'm taking football.
Oh my God, good one. That was going to be my first one, but I thought I better give her it. I better give her it. I'm taking Halloween. Yeah, I know. That was a brutal one. I know you like Halloween a lot.
Can I still take Pumpkin Patch, which was second on my list? Because
I think you could. Yeah.
Technically Halloween. No, but I'm
that's a fall activity.
Upset with you.
Yeah, but I'm really actually
upset. Halloween is maybe the best holiday.
Okay.
With kids.
Well, I would trade you football for Halloween.
I absolutely will not trade you.
See,
that.
So it's not the best thing. So you're still
it's
winning.
It's the best holiday.
Okay. We'll have to do a holiday draft at some point, I think.
Okay.
You know, because I'm not sure I agree, but I'm also not sure I disagree.
Yeah, it's tough. It's up there. Tough. It's a it's top tough. Tier. Yeah.
And right now I'm focused on other things. I'm focused on what is fall bringing.
Right.
I'm going to go with like, can I do, is this too much? Like cooler temperatures, cozy clothes. Like I like that it's like cooler. I think I'm just going to go with cooler temperatures.
Okay, because I was going to take sweaters.
Okay, so fine. And sweaters. And then I think I'm going to go with...
Can I add cozy?
No, you didn't. Cozy I already said sweaters. Cozy. I said cooler temps, said cozy. Cooler.
Yeah,
and then
I just
I didn't
want
to take
specify
it.
Sweat, that no. I'm not just talking sweat. I'm talking cozy, cute.
No, you can either have sweaters or you could have like, what is cozy? Like loungewear?
I want
sweaters
cozy
and cozy
sweaters.
Oh, cozy sweaters. Like
cute sweaters. Cute and
you can,
cozy
I'll give you cute
sweaters.
Sweaters.
Thank you.
Wow. How many more adjectives are we taking here? Cute and cozy sweaters?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with cooler. I got Halloween, cooler temps. And then you know what? I can't decide.
Okay.
Between these two things. And sometimes they're one and the same. So I'm giving you cozy, cute sweaters. You've got to give me, this is really, you've got to give me Thanksgiving / Revy's birthday. It's
no,
the same day.
No.
It's the same
no,
day.
Absolutely
this year, it's the
not.
Same
some,
day.
Some years, it's the same day.
Right.
Most years, it
this
won't be.
This year, I think it is. Let me see. It's not. It's not.
Yeah, no. You don't get 2-for-1 holidays. But I think no matter what, you get Revy's birthday, but not on this draft list. You get Thanksgiving for a fall draft because birthdays live separately. They don't live
right. Like
in
she
a
would
season.
Her birthday never would have made your draft because it's like
yes, it's not
she's
fall.
Not your kid. Right,
it's
Revy. Not like
so
right.
That doesn't you don't get a 2-for-1 because I don't want you to strengthen. The optics of your list for voting
right,
purposes.
Like, oh, she's a good mom. She
chose
her daughter's birthday.
I don't want you to get
birthday.
The cute votes.
Right.
I don't want
right.
that. I want sentiment yeah. playing a role. You get Thanksgiving, though.
Okay,
again,
I'll take Thanksgiving.
I wasn't
and I'm
considering
gonna
that. It just wasn't in my head.
The only thing I would say that I came out ahead here, except
you
for you got football.
Yeah, yeah.
And football
what are you
is literally my favorite thing about fall.
What are you going to wear in the
top,
cooler
top.
Temps? Just jackets?
It doesn't really matter what I'm wearing. I mean, honestly, I could be naked. What I love about it is cooler. In Arizona especially, like you get outside and you can walk. But even in Oregon, I loved that like crisp air. So it's chilly. You start getting cozy, but it's still sunny. Like the sun is showing up every day. But it's
cool.
chilly. It's chill.
But when it gets chilly, you're not going to be able to wear a sweater.
No, and you're fucked. You chose cozy sweaters. What are you doing in October? You're wearing tank tops. So you only are wearing cozy sweaters for like, what's considered fall? September, October, November?
Sure.
Because winter is like December.
You know what I should have picked?
Something that you didn't pick and you really made an error here.
Like
you
decor.
Fumbled.
I should have picked decor because that's fun. I'm not going to have a fall wreath. I'm not going to have any fall anything.
Right.
That's
right.
sad. I did not play my cards right. Football's got to carry me
just,
through.
You should have.
I don't even
pumpkin
really like
general.
The pumpkin patch. Hot take.
Yeah.
I don't think
no,
I like
it's
the
actually.
I don't think I like it.
It's actually a nightmare. No, you should have just taken like pumpkins. all, that's what you should have done is you should, that's your biggest mistake. Pumpkins, because that includes, I
and
would say,
decor
pumpkin
could
spice,
have been Halloween decor. And I love decorating.
Oh dear. We have really fumbled the
okay,
ball here,
I have
Holly.
An idea.
What? You'll give me football?
No.
Are you going to give me? Oh.
No. But okay. I'll give you what you originally asked for, which is cooler temps and cozy clothes.
Okay. And what am I trading for?
No, you're not trading. You don't have to give me anything, but I can just unload cozy and take decor of all kinds, fall and Halloween.
Wait,
and I can decorate my porch
so
and I can have
done
a scary
with sweaters
yard.
Altogether. You're keeping the pumpkin patch, but you're done.
Wait,
with sweaters.
I wanted to dump pumpkin patch.
Right, that's what I thought. I'm very confused.
I want to dump pumpkin patch and I want to pick up decor.
Decor.
Like decorating for fall and Halloween.
I'm fine with that.
Great.
Okay, fine. So I'm cooler temps and cozy.
And cozy.
And, you know, cooler temps, cozy
clothes
vibes. Yeah, cozy vibes, cozy clothes. Yeah. You are decor. And
yeah,
then
fall and Halloween decor. I want to get specific about it so that it's more attractive.
Okay.
Decor just could be anything. It'd be like a candle, but like fall and Halloween, oh, the spirit of the season.
Yeah.
In your house, in your yard, okay, around.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I get really specific.
It's so funny that you get to decorate your house for Halloween, but you don't get to actually participate in Halloween.
It's very sad.
It's a very sad situation.
So close.
This is why,
so
turns out why we have to stay friends, because our forces together are, you know.
My yard's going to be decked out and
right,
kids are going to come to
but
my house
have
and
your
the
lights
are
off
on
Halloween.
And nobody's
and
home.
Your kids aren't trick-or-treating.
No.
They're not.
And
like,
Ben and Ellie are
Halloween
sad.
This year? And you're like, it doesn't exist.
Doesn't exist.
Forget.
Ben has
it
been
ever happened.
Literally wearing a pirate costume every day already.
Well, so it's Halloween all the time.
Halloween.
Just be like, bud.
But the day of all the built up, it's like,
yeah,
sorry, dude.
Sorry, you can't wear the pirate.
Can't do it.
Today. No.
It's how the ball
right,
bounces.
Well,
I did
say that was
podcast
pretty
with Auntie Ashley and we.
Listen. Listen, I don't make
chips
the rules.
Chips fell,
then,
dude.
Okay.
It's how the cookie crumbles.
I just follow up. Your mom did negotiate for exactly what she chose.
Yeah, we have the decor, okay?
You know, you got decor. And you got freaking football. Yeah. I would literally give you probably all three. I would give you all three of mine for football. Football is the slam dunk home run winner.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you think I was going to do that?
What? Take football?
Yeah.
No, I didn't think you'd take it as your first one.
Did you see that coming from a mile away?
Not a mile away.
Yeah, good. Good.
I also could have, you know what would have been, no, it wouldn't have been funny. It would have been stupid.
What?
But I was thinking, I was thinking about elections always happen.
Oh,
football,
yeah, I
know.
You can have it.
Yeah.
The,
I was going to make a joke, but then I was like, well, it's not even a funny joke. So it's a waste of everyone's time.
I know.
To even talk about it.
Yeah. Yes. Okay.
Wow.
What's certainly not a waste of anybody's time is Proactiv. We're so excited to be partnering with America's number one clear skin routine. And exciting news, Proactiv has just launched their newest skincare innovation, Proactiv Clean. Proactiv Clean is a gentle skincare routine formulated to clear mild acne to occasional breakouts for sensitive skin. And proactively formulated without the no-no ingredients. Okay, Proactiv is dermatologist developed and tested with clinically proven ingredients and has easy to use routines formulated for all skin types. Proactiv has helped over 20 million people on their clear skin journey.
Thank you, Proactiv, for sponsoring this portion of the podcast. And thanks for helping sponsor, you know, clean and clear skin all over the place. I remember first learning about and using Proactiv in college because our roommate actually at the time swore by it up and down.
Really?
I've since heard several people are saying, like in my DMs, about how good it is for their skin and their teens' skin.
Hmm.
So if you're looking for something for your acne, especially, I mean, if you've got the sensitive skin, to have an acne line formulated for sensitive skin, perfecto. Go to proactiv.com now and use the exclusive promo code SIP to get 20% off your first order. That's proactiv.com/SIP to get 20% off your first order. That's proactiv, proactiv.com/SIP.
some two sips coming in hot.
Here we go.
Coming your way. Ashley and Colleen, help. I could use some guidance. Double Fister Soul Sipper, and lately I'm finding myself mindlessly scrolling through social media for hours on end. It's starting to affect my productivity and I'm sure my sleep. Any advice for how I can break this addictive scrolling habit?
Oh God, I'm not going to sound nice here, but like this is the equivalent of someone that's a grown adult saying, well, I just don't eat vegetables. I'm like, well, you're an adult. Just eat vegetables. Like, I'm not trying to be an asshole, but sometimes, like, all this is the only trick here. I don't think there is a trick.
Yeah.
My thought is it is mind management. If you don't, it makes total sense that it is addictive. It's a huge dopamine hit for your brain. The problem is the life is very underwhelming after that. I also am addicted to social media. Like I am constant. It's just habit that I have my phone. And if I have a second, I'm scrolling, like literally walking from room to room. But I don't feel like it's a super big issue in my life. If I did, like you said, that you feel like it's affecting your productivity. If it is impacting your life or your mental health in any way, it is just, I'm not doing this. I would delete the app. I would honestly delete the app because you don't need to be feeding the fix. You don't need it. It's truly just mind management. Like I'm more powerful than social media. Social media doesn't own me. You know, like, it's like, I don't have an easy button. This is just pull up the big girl pants and do what you feel is right for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
With love. I mean, I do love you, but I am just like, there's no shortcut. It's going to be hard and it might suck. And also you can do it.
What was that documentary that we watched about how much money goes in to like configure our phones for it to be like a casino when you walk in and never leave?
What social media I'm gonna look at, I can't remember. Was it The Social Dilemma? I think that was it. Social Dilemma.
That I feel like would be a good thing to watch because there are some things that they build into it of like how to help combat this if you're to like help get through it. But one of them is like turn your phone from color to like grayscale. Like make it not as exciting. And you can set timer limits. Like I set, after I saw that documentary, I set a timer limit for Instagram to notify me at 30 minutes throughout, like not just in one single sitting, but like throughout the day, if it's been 30 minutes total, I'll get a notification that's like, hey, you've been on Instagram for 30 minutes today. And it's just like good awareness, I feel like it's just good to know like, oh, I've put in 30 minutes, like just as a data point.
Right.
To like help build some like guardrails. And then lately, I think you're the one who told me this, but I haven't done it yet, but I want to, is like separate my phone from myself at night, especially. So I go to bed and it's just like not physically right next to me. Like putting it like in the bathroom, like have a different charging dock for it, like on the way to my bed, but like not have it just like right
by your head
there. But yeah, I totally agree with you. And there are some things that I'm trying to be cognizant of because I don't want to be unaware and like spending more time in there that I don't know of. Like I want it to be intentional when I'm in my phone and knowing what's been created to keep me in there. I want to make sure that it's not getting out of control. And it sounds like for this person, it's gotten out of control. And you just have to like you have to make conscious decisions or bring consciousness to it to like help snap yourself out of it.
Yeah. I also would be curious about why it's affecting the productivity. Cause it just occurred to me as you were talking, there was a time earlier this year that I had the same conversation. I brought it to Patreon, I think, that I talked with my therapist and I'm like, I gotta find a hobby. I feel like I'm just wasting my days on social media. And what was actually going on, I think, was I had stuff I wanted to do, but there was like a fear of failure, right? Like I was afraid if I did this stuff and then it didn't work, then what kind of? So I just wasn't doing it and I was very unmotivated and I wasn't like super consciously aware of it. Yeah, but I was intentionally avoiding what was maybe perceived pain of failure for me. And I don't know if this person's an entrepreneur or maybe there's another reason that you're like it could just be you're addicted, but it could be, is there something you're trying to avoid?
Like numb. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And like distract yourself with.
Yeah. Good point.
Yeah. All right.
You know, when you open a bottle of wine and you're like, oh, I don't know where this is from or who gave it to me. It's like kind of an unknown bottle. Mm-hmm. I did that tonight. I opened an unknown bottle. Mm-hmm. It's quite delicious.
Oh, great.
Yep. It's very good. Okay. This is a rant and raves. This is a little bit more of a, just a mailbox, but I wanted to share this because I love when people send rant and raves. So send your rant and raves. This is from Sydney, longtime listener here. Remember when instead of saying land the bird, you would sing rant and rave. Boo and woo.
Oh, I absolutely forgot about that.
She says, I miss that. I feel like there's things we used to do. Like I remember someone saying, like, for fun, go back through and listen to your intro like every 3 months because it's like slowly morphed into like. So I wonder if we listen to like the first month of it and today the difference would be kind of funny because you know we don't notice anything because it's like we're here all the time, but the time markings anyway. That was fun. Anyway, I thought you might want to start doing listener rant and raves, so here's mine. Rant: confusing intersections. We just had one put in near where I live and it's completely effed up. You go to the left side of the road, then back, then turn. No one knows what's happening. Why change a perfectly functional intersection to something new? Stop it. Do you remember the intersection in Cedar Hills? Kind of like you would go from my old house and garden home like up to Sylvan.
Cross Shoals, or is that
By the Sesame Donuts.
On Shul- yes.
That
I was gonna
whole
say by the
thing.
Grocery store over there. Yeah.
I almost got in so many car accidents. That is the worst.
Yeah.
Intersection.
Well, it's like not a four-way. It's like a six or seven-way or something like that. So it's just
bizarre.
Very confusing and all different angles people are coming in at.
Yeah.
I agree. Those kind of traffic things. I also am not – I don't understand really roundabouts.
Yeah.
Especially
I get
like
a little
two
stressed.
Lanes of roundabouts. Uh-huh. Like, you know, it's like – which one am I supposed to be in and where do I, it all, I get a little anxious every
and
single time.
I feel like people enter those things, either you're gun shy or you're way overconfident and you're trying to call people on their shit of not knowing like what
it's like a game
what's
of chicken.
About. It's a game of chicken. Like who's going to zippy over to one side?
Who's going to survive this? It's not going to be you. I'll tell you that right now.
Rolling the dice.
It will be me.
Every time. You know, you have to teach your kid how to drive. And when that, when we get to the roundabout section, it's like, your guess is as good as mine.
All bets are off, bro. There's actually no laws inside of a roundabout. There's nothing, nobody knows.
No, this is
anything
the
goes here.
Wild, wild west.
It's a wild, wild west. That no, it's literally been proven fact. There's never been a citation in a roundabout. Nobody knows what to do. There's nothing against the law here. You know, it's like the purge zone. You can do anything. Anything
you're on
outside
your own,
of this
kid.
Circle.
You have All right. Rave. Parents who aren't afraid to speak up. While camping, there were a couple older boys at the park without their parents. No judgment here. In fact, I'm a little excited for my kids to be older so I can send them to the park by themselves. These boys start throwing sand and another mom instantly yells, "That's the number one rule of playgrounds. You don't throw sand here." And I just thought, yes, girl.
Oh.
Love you, ladies, and have a great week.
I do. It never would have occurred to me to say that's a rave.
Yeah.
Because again, I would be that mom probably, you know, that's like immediately jumping in to reprimand.
Yeah.
I don't think I would if their parents were there. But if I know that they don't have parents, then I'm going to be the step in. I'm going to be the suit.
Yeah. If I wasn't around, like if no one was around for some reason and Ben was throwing sand, I would hope someone would nip that in the bud.
Yeah.
I would appreciate that.
They need boundaries.
Yeah.
All of the time. They're testing. Mm-hmm. And if the parents aren't there, right? I love the way Glennon says, she says, there is no such thing as other people's kids. There's no such thing as other people's children. Like it's our children. All children are our children. So like, you're not being an asshole saying, hey, we don't like, and it doesn't sound like that mom was. Hey, yeah. That's the number one rule. We don't throw sand on the playground.
Yeah.
You know, totally appropriate.
Do you ever get weird in your head when you're parenting in front of other people?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I do.
Yes.
I do. I don't mind it when everything's easy.
Right.
It's when things get hard.
Yeah.
Where then I feel the weight of, am I making the right moves? Mm-hmm. Am I being too soft? Am I being too hard? Like right. I get, it's like this feeling, and I know this isn't what's actually happening, but parenting in those moments in front of a crowd is like, I really don't like that.
And sometimes there are certain parents that you're like, I really like the way that they parent.
Yeah.
And so I'll be around them and I'll observe their interactions with their kids and I'll think, oh, that's so good. I never would have handled it that way.
Ooh, good one. I'm going to take that. Yeah.
Yeah. Or it's like, oh, wow. Like, oh, I can act like that with my kids then. Mm-hmm. Oh, I can punch my kids in the face. No. But no, honestly, every time I'm around Lindsay and Brandon.
Yeah.
Like the way that they parent is so aspirational to me.
Yeah.
It's like they're very hands-on, very engaged. Their kids know that they love them, but they do not coddle them at all.
Yeah.
And I'm like towing the line of like gentle parenting. So I feel like I probably do coddle to some extent. I don't know. Like we're at your house at after wine tasting and the kids came in and said something to Lindsay and she was just like, oh, I bet you can figure it out. And he's like, Mom. And she's like, nope, I don't want to hear about it. I bet you could figure it. Cause it was like, there was something with the ball outside. And she's like, no, I believe in you. You can figure it out. And I just like, love, you. I just, you know, it was like, I thought, yes, go sister, you know?
Yeah.
But every time, ever since they were little, like infant, they just had this it. Way about them. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
They just do it, you know? So, there's that too, where not only am I like insecure about my parenting, but I'm also like observing other parents and being like, oh wow, they're very good.
Oh wow.
I could learn a thing or two. You should teach a class on that.
Yes, you know? That's the thing. There's so much out there, but there's no right way.
Yeah.
No it's one true. Knows mm-hmm. the all the right answers.
We have got the ultimate beauty and lifestyle hack for you. It is FabFitFun. It's the best way to save money on beauty and lifestyle products from the brands you love. Discover new brands and treat yourself to something nice without overpaying. As a FabFitFun member, you get exclusive access to shop thousands of curated products from top lifestyle products and brands like Fenty, Kate Spade, Glossier, and many more for up to 70% off. And these aren't sample sizes or low quality products or the discontinued lines or even unsold merch that you'll find at discount stores. What's their secret? With over 1 million members, FabFitFun helps brand growth by placing massive orders with big promotions. In exchange, the brands offer up early access, exclusive drops, and steep discounts on the most sought-after products. Enjoy name brand full-size products of your favorites. Try some new brands or ones you've always wanted to try at discounted prices that you won't find anywhere else. We have been, you and I call, FabFitFun lovers and users and members for years now. I have found some of my very favorite things from them last month. I love also that you get to choose, you know, you get to choose some of the selections in the box. So they give you several options and you get to kind of curate it and then they get some surprises thrown in there too.
I am so obsessed with FabFitFun. All the products that I've gotten from them, really, I like remember, this is from my FabFitFun because I use them all the time. Mm-hmm. And there's times where, you know, we'll do an audit of like, what are the things, like especially subscriptions that we have in our life, like, you know, that we need to like strip out or audit. Never once has FabFitFun been on the chopping block. Mm-hmm. It is a non-negotiable must-have subscription in my life. I love it so much. So join the shopping membership loved by over 1 million happy customers and named number one by Glamour Magazine for 2023. Sign up at FabFitFun.com/sip with us. Customize your box and get access to discounts up to 70% off on brands like Fenty, Free People, and Our Place, to name a few. Not in love with this season's options? Take the credit to shop their exclusive flash sales of up to 70% and save on the biggest name brands out there. If you join FabFitFun as a new seasonal member right now, you'll also get 20% off your membership. So your first box is only $47.99. That's crazy. For up to a $300 value box each season. It's a steal. But only while supplies last. FabFitFun boxes sell out. Join FabFitFun today and save at FabFitFun.com/sipwithus. FabFitFun.com/sipwithus.
All what right. now? Who else Do needs our help, Colleen? Continue. Who else is drowning?
The people are drowning. The people are drowning.
They're drowning.
Okay. This one is a, I would say, sensitive one. A little bit. Soul sipper advice needed. Ladies, question for you. And by the way, if you need our very unqualified two sips, I would say qualified to some degree.
We're pretty qualified.
We give good advice. Okay, we're going to give you good advice. Email us at youcansipwithus@gmail.com. Email us at youcansipwithus@gmail.com and just put in there two sips or something. We read everything that comes through, not necessarily on air, but we'll read it. And there's a high probability it will be answered either here or over on Patreon, patreon.com/youcansipwithus is where you get your Friday episodes. Back to it. Question for you. Would you attend a friend's bachelorette party if you were a replacement for someone who couldn't make it? My friend is getting married in November. She asked me to attend her bachelorette. I said yes. There are about 8 other girls going. I recently discovered through Venmo transactions.
That's sleuthing.
Yeah, that I am replacing a friend who can't make it. I was added to the group text after everyone already had the info and added late to the Google Doc where everything was planned out, food picked, bedrooms picked, etc. Do I still go? Do I acknowledge I wasn't on the original invite? I know it would make a fun weekend, but also feeling looked over and just a replacement to keep the cost lower. I already paid for myself to go, but feeling left out and weird about it. Appreciate you both.
I think it depends for me on this friend group. Like, I'm thinking if it was a group, if this bride was someone that I felt really close to and it made sense that I was in her wedding and like she would have been in my wedding or something, and then I found out I was a replacement, I think that would hurt my feelings pretty deeply. And I would probably struggle being there and the whole time thinking like, you actually didn't want me here. Yeah. Why am I here?
Like, in your head is a hard place to be with that kind of stuff too. Mm-hmm. If you're like second guessing it all the whole time.
And, but then on the other hand, I'm thinking like if it was, let's just say, for example, like the group of friends that you're friends with in Oregon, you know, Annie and all those girls.
Yeah.
And if I were closer to them, if it made sense that like I like would be invited to anything like that, I would not expect to be in any of their weddings, but let's just say I'm a little closer than I am with them now.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Where I wouldn't expect, like I'm surprised. I'm in the wedding. Yeah. Oh my God. Okay. That's so nice.
Cool. Yeah.
Then I would be like, yeah, I want to be there because that's so fun. And even if I wasn't the first choice, the fact that you thought of me at all is very nice. And you guys are so fun. I want to be there. Let me celebrate. Sure. Right. But if it was like, you feel like you should have been first choice, like in your brain, you, they would be some of your, or the bride would be some of your, would have been on your first list. I think that feels different than like, well, she probably wouldn't have been in my wedding. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like, yeah, I think for me, it would depend on
the closeness.
The closeness
of this group.
I think it's a little tricky now that you've already paid and you've committed to it. And so now, like, that is kind of a weird conversation to have, to be like, hey, I realized I'm not really chosen and you don't really want me there, so I guess I'm not coming. That's just going to be an uncomfortable conversation. So I think you got to decide, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. you're right that we're missing the critical detail of the relationship. Mm-hmm. How close is it with this soon-to-be bride and right. these friends? Because, yeah, there are certain friend groups in my life where I know where I sit, which is right. on the periphery.
Yeah.
And it is, like, if I'm included, it's like, great. Right. But my expectations are none. You know, right. it's like mm-hmm. no big deal, no matter what. If you want to see me, great. If you don't, that's fine. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm down to hang whenever, but like, I'm not expecting anything. So it's always fun, you right. know? And then there's certain dynamics where it would be painful, mm-hmm. where it would hurt.
Yeah. I guess the better example would be, because you're close with that group of girls. So the better example would be like, you probably wouldn't expect to be in many of their, probably Annie's wedding for sure at this point, if you guys were getting married again, right? But maybe not expected to be a bridesmaid at the wedding.
Yeah.
But if you got invited, be like, heck yeah, I'm yeah. in, right? Even if you weren't the first choice or whatever. But if it was like me or other people that you were very close with and had a history with, and then you found out that you were second fiddle.
A replacement, right. that'd be very difficult.
It'd be very tough.
I think if you're not extremely close mm-hmm. with this group, embrace it.
Because like, they could have asked other people. They're guaranteed like, they could have asked
Just because
other.
You're a replacement doesn't mean you're not loved.
Or wanted.
Like, clearly you're wanted if you were invited to. Like it's some – not everyone can go to everything all the time. Mm-hmm. That's just not the way life is. And like – you know, the bride has every right to kind of create a weekend that she wants with the people she wanted, and not everyone could go. Probably, like, you know, the list mm-hmm. gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. So if you're not extremely close, go have fun.
It could have even been a thing of like, gosh, I really want her in the wedding, but I don't know. I have to invite the other one. Like, it just makes more sense. I have to. And then she finds out the other one can't yeah. come. She's like, oh, well, that works out great because I actually yeah. wanted her anyway.
Yeah.
Like, exactly. You could have been first choice, but for whatever reason, she felt like she was supposed to choose the other girl. And then she's yeah. like, oh my God, yay.
Yep.
Like, it could be that as well.
I was with a friend a couple weeks ago, and I was over at her house, and she was like, oh, I invited this other person to come tonight. And I was like, oh, is she going to come? She's like, I don't know. She's like, I'm just embracing. She's like, I don't know, and I don't care. And it yeah. wasn't with anything attached to it. She's like, I'm just in this stage of my life where it's like, people know where I am. If they want to mm-hmm. come see me, great. If not, whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't care. Like, mm-hmm. and it's not bad. There was right. nothing there other than no like, it's judgment. All yeah. love.
Yeah.
So maybe it's just a shift in how you're thinking about it. If you're not a replacement, you are invited. Mm-hmm. Go have fun.
Right. But if you are going to go and be insecure the whole time, I probably, like, if you're going to go, you got to just decide, I'm putting this to bed.
Yep.
And I'm going to have the absolute best time. Like, don't go and tiptoe around and be insecure, because then nope, you won't have fun and it will be kind of weird.
Yeah.
So if you're going to go, do everything you can to put this out of your head and have the best time and be like the star, you yeah. know, be like the one that makes the most fun.
Yes. Everyone.
Yeah.
Yes. Okie doke. The next one comes from Alicia. Hi, Ash and Call. Double Fister here. And you guys have always given good takes and advice, and I always appreciate your feedback. Can you talk about how you transition your kiddos to toddler beds? Any tips, advice, or even things you do differently? Thank you so much in advance, Alicia.
I'll tell you what we did. We bought a bed for Matt. Just
for everyone. Who can't see this, which is everyone, unless you're on YouTube, which our episodes are on YouTube.
Are they?
I
we don't actually. I'm not really sure. But if they're on
as
YouTube.
This question was being read, just there was a lean it. Back in Ashley's chair, and
feet kicked up
on the desk.
Yeah, because I've got this nail.
Settle in, guys.
I don't yeah. know if Chad's going to cut out the fact that Mac was just in here, but. This is how we did the transition.
Yeah. Tell us.
We bought Mac a toddler bed.
Yeah.
And then we put him down at 8 o'clock every night. And then we tuck him back in every 6 minutes until just after 10. And then finally we get some sleep.
Nice.
And we're going on 3 weeks now of this. So we're nailing it, I would say.
Yeah, flawless execution.
Honestly. Oh my God, it's so freaking hard. It is so freaking hard. And I took a class on it. I'm taking a class on it. Yes.
Yeah. What do they say?
From Dr. Becky at Good Inside.
Yeah.
And I just started it, but she said essentially like bedtime is very hard for them. It's like separation anxiety. They really struggle with that. And she said, you know, they're like at school, they might nap, but there's other people around. It's only a couple of hours. And she's like, but for most of them, they're gone. Like they're sleeping. That's the longest part of their day for these toddlers. And they're in the dark and by themselves. And so it's like a little bit scary. They're like this little person in this big room. And so it's really hard. She said, like, hold firm to the boundaries. We've tried several things. We turned the lock around on their door.
Yeah.
And then I felt awful because when it was like in midway through week two, we finally used the lock for the first time. And Mac was very distraught. And he was like, let me out, da, 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 right?
Yeah.
And I just let him do it for like 20 minutes and we'd be outside the door. You're right here. We're right here. You're safe. And he, whatever. And then he calmed down. I went in there and his face was bright red. He'd been crying so hard. His lights were on, but he was curled up in the corner of his bed. And I was like, do you want to rock, buddy? And then he came and we rocked and he was asleep within 30 seconds. Like he was exhausted. And then the next day is when I started this class with Dr. Becky. And then I felt awful because they are like just wanting to be near you. They're afraid of that separation piece. Mm. And so that I'm like, oh my God. And then I just locked him in his room and traumatized him. You know, like I felt awful.
I had one of those moments with Ben too, like where I had talked to a friend who used a lock and we were in the midst of like the really hard part of the threes, you know, and we actually were using a timeout. We were using it as a timeout and he was so upset. And I thought to myself, I was like, did I just traumatize him forever? Mm-hmm. This, you know, this whole thing. So it is hard to make the
But then
the
it's
right
like, what
move.
Are we supposed to do? Literally, he just came in here. It's 10 o'clock right now.
Yeah.
We put him to bed over 90 minutes ago and he's been, and I've heard John talk to him several times. So, and this is the third week.
Yeah.
You know, so like what are you supposed to do? There's only so many times you can like go in there and lay in bed with it. I don't know what to do. And I don't want to drug him and give him like sleeping stuff. Like he has to learn the coping skills.
My friend saying who they used the lock was they decorated the lock with stickers and they made it this big thing of like, this is to keep you safe. Like this is to like whatever. For us, we also, it was a struggle and it still is to some degree, but not as bad. Like it was really difficult in waves and then it like there's other days where it's totally fine. But we used what you used for Revy is the red light, green light, which worked. But we had took us a couple
of
weeks.
Do you do that at night? Too? Oh, I didn't know you could do it at night. Okay.
So we have this one that they can't change the colors, but Chris has an app that changes the colors.
Oh.
And so it's red at night, which means it's bedtime, it's sleep time, and then it turns to green in the morning. Mm-hmm. And then on the weekends, it's red for quiet time.
Yeah.
And then back to green for awake time.
Right.
Yeah. And so it's a nice thing, you know, and Ben gets like really excited when it turns green. The light's green. You just become see it. Like it's really exciting.
Yeah. Is it Hatch? Is it the Hatch? Is
no,
that what it's called?
No, I don't know
what
it is.
You'll have to find
out
the name and tell us.
I will.
I'll get it.
It's good because it can't, there's no buttons on it.
Right. It's just a color.
It's only through the phone, which is what we wanted. But that was helpful and we keep the door open now. You know, for a while it was like, can you have the hall light on? Can you have the bedroom light on? Can you have this light on? And we were being probably a little bit too accommodating to everything because it just was always something. And it was implementing the light and then holding firm to like the other boundaries. And we also do breathing together. Like I'll go in there and I'll give him a back scratch and we do smell flowers, blow out candles, smell flowers, blow out candles. Like we do that a couple of times. But it's still like there's nights that are just easier than others, you know. And age helps Some of it's just like you gotta age. I will say,
because Revy's totally easy now.
Yeah,
she's totally fine.
Got it dialed in.
Mm-hmm. But she, I do remember being very challenged with her as well, and her coming out a lot, and us getting frustrated, and you know, it's just, yeah, that's one of those things. So I'll finish the class, and I'll bring back. I'll do a what you need to know about like toddler bedtime or something. Give you guys the highlights, and see if it works.
Yeah.
You know,
the one thing I would do different, you know, is we bought this really cute Target toddler bed.
Mm-hmm.
Used it for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Did not need that. I mean, we went from crib to toddler mattress on the floor to get him like used to it.
Yeah.
Then we got like a toddler bed. But then it was like outgrown for him. It was so small, so fast. Mm-hmm. And then we just got a twin bed. Mm-hmm. I don't think we needed that toddler bed. I mean, we really used it for 2 weeks and it was like a couple $100.
Yeah.
It's mad.
I had heard another mom say that. So we moved directly to full size, like from crib to full size bed for both of them, which maybe is an even bigger change and maybe a little more hard for them. Cause he did not have an issue in his crib. And he, like every night we'd put him down and then he climbed out. He could climb out for the last 6 months and he gets out in the morning and that's how we wake up, is he climbs out. So he knows he could get out. He just liked and felt safe in there, I think.
Yeah.
So maybe the full size is too big, but I had heard that same thing as you outgrow it so fast. So buy like a bigger size bed or whatever. So we have them both directly into fulls, but maybe that is a lot of space for them.
Space.
I don't know.
Overwhelming or something.
Mm-hmm.
Report back, Ash.
We'll let you know what we find out. This is a weird segue, but have you ever bailed on a party because you're so bloated that you'd have to wear sweatpants out?
Oh, yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
It, yeah, no shame because same. Ritual literally created Symbiotic Plus with that weird gut stuff in mind. It contains clinically studied prebiotics, probiotics, and a postbiotic to support a balanced gut microbiome. You guys have heard, you've been around for a while. I am heavily focused on gut health right now, and having a high quality probiotic that also has prebiotics and a postbiotic has been a game changer. It's improved my immunity, my digestion, my overall bloat, like just I just feel so much better, right? Even my energy's better. When your gut is in better health, like so is the rest of you. So their daily 3-in-1 prebiotic, probiotic, and postbiotic has two of the world's most clinically studied probiotic strains to support the relief of mild and occasional bloating, gas, and diarrhea. Why include a postbiotic? Because it provides fuel to the cells that make up the gut lining and supports a healthy gut barrier. That's a win-win. It's got a delayed-released capsule designed to help survive the harsh conditions of the upper GI tract for delivery to the colon. Most probiotics, I feel like, miss this piece.
Mm.
And it, like, the good stuff doesn't get far enough down into your digestive tract, but this one does. It's an all-in-one, single-nested, minty capsule with no refrigeration needed, so it's easy to take with you when you travel.
Symbiotic Plus and Ritual are here to celebrate, not hide, your insides. There's no more shame in your gut game. That's why Ritual is offering our listeners 30% off during your first month. Visit ritual.com/sip to start Ritual or add Symbiotic Plus to your subscription today. So bring her home.
All right.
Time to rant and rave.
And rave.
Boo and woo.
I have a rant. I have two rants. So at the top of the episode, I talked about this little throat thing.
Yes.
I don't know what's going on, but starting at the beginning of August, I had a sore throat like deep in my throat, kind of felt like down by my Adam's apple. And I was like, what is this? You know, but I was just trying to ignore it because we have a very busy August. We had a very busy August plan. So I'm like, well, hopefully I'm not getting sick, but I'm just going to not think about it. And it went away in a couple days. And then we went to San Diego. And then I came home from San Diego and it came back. And it was so bizarre because normally when you have a sore throat, it's like where your tonsils are.
Yeah.
But this is down deep in my throat. and it hurts when I swallow. It hurts to the touch. It's like tender. Ooh. And I was like, what is this? Have you guys ever had this? And yeah. several people said, oh, that's where your thyroid is. Like, check for that. So then it went away after a couple, it only lasts for a couple days, went away. Now it's back. Started yesterday, started last night. And then it just got worse and worse. And all last night as I was swallowing, like in my sleep, it was waking me up. It was very painful. And then today, it's not really sore, but it feels like you swallow something and you know it's too big for your esophagus and it kind of hurts going down. And then it feels like you have something in your throat.
Yes.
For a while, like your throat, it just feels like there's something in there. That's what it feels like at the base of my throat. So I talked about it today and I was getting nervous. Like I Googled last night when I started feeling this come on again, when several people said that was where my thyroid was, I Googled like thyroid pain. And then I like went down the rabbit hole of like, is this cancer? What's the, right? I kind of talked myself off the ledge that I don't think it's cancer because none of the symptoms, like I don't, you can't feel anything. It says also that that's generally not painful. Anyway, I talked about it this morning and tons on my social media, tons of people, tons and tons were like, that sounds like acid reflux. That sounds like acid reflux. Is that GERD? That's reflux. Da, da, da. I have reflux. It's the same thing. It's probably 75 messages that I was able to see.
What causes reflux?
And I have had reflux my whole life. Caffeine can cause it. Tomato, acidic food. My grandma, you know, Grandma Elaine, she has had surgery on her esophagus before because of reflux. So I'm not sure if there's like a heredity thing as well, hereditary thing.
Yeah.
So, but it's just very uncomfortable and very annoying. So I was talking to my nutritionist about it. And she thinks that part of it could be, she's like, it could be that when you eliminate or completely reduce carbs like I had done on the Candida diet, and then you bring them back, you can have like a overproduction reaction or something. Yeah, you can have something, overproduction of it. And she said, especially if you've struggled with reflux before. Like I've been on pharmaceutical antacids before.
Yeah.
Prilosec or is, I don't know. There's like a pharmaceutical one. There's over the counter. Anyway, so that's annoying. The other thing that is my other rant is when I buy things, I buy them for me and then I don't know that I'm going to consume them that second.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I'd like to have this. So I buy red wine. I buy all kinds of things. But like tonight specifically was, I was like, ooh, red wine sounds good.
Yeah.
And I look in all of my spots and there's no red wine. John, he does this. I buy like candy too.
Yeah.
And I just like to have like, sometimes I just want to, but I don't have it. I used to be that it couldn't be in the house without me eating it.
Yeah.
Now, remember I used to come to your house and I'd be like, how do you live with this? How is there still candy here? That was just like unheard of for me.
How do you have it in your closet?
And then you just like know that it's here, but you don't eat it. What? Yeah. I just had no self-control, but now I have self-control. So I buy things and I want them. And then I go, and then they're not there. Luckily, I was like rummaging around and I found one. This is the last bottle of red wine, but I bought a six pack not that long ago. And it's just frustrating. This also has happened where, you know, you have leftovers or something in the fridge. And you're like, oh, I can't. You're on a call. You're working. And you're like getting hungry. You're like, oh my God, I can't wait to go heat that up. And then you go to the fridge and you open it up. You're poking around.
Yeah.
Hun?
That is a big infringement. I grew up in a house with two older brothers.
Oh yeah.
That stuff happened all the time. So Chris knows.
Remember this now.
A major,
you said you hid pizza in your closet.
I would
hide
everything. Everything.
Yeah.
I had secret places in the house where I would hide things because, you know, they were older brothers. Like tall dudes. Like
they're big. Your brothers are big.
Back food. Mm-hmm. And we would order like a pizza for the family. And if I didn't go and take more than I think I would, it would be gone.
Yeah. Right.
So I find myself even now, like all, you know, Thanksgiving, for example, I'll dish up big portions.
More than you.
Because there's no going back. The seconds are not guaranteed ever in life. Mm-hmm. That's how I grew up. And I would hide like chocolates in my closet for way too long. Mm-hmm. And I told Chris when Chris and I very first started like hanging out, even as friends, he's like, you have food issues. I'm like, I think so. Yeah.
I think accurate. So
like I got to build trust with you. And if he touches my leftovers, which he never would because he knows.
Yeah.
That's a thing. Mm-hmm. That's a boundary, man.
It's a big time boundary, which is just so funny that that's a trigger for you and a very clear boundary in line for him. And yet that time that he had his candy bars in the freezer and we ate them.
Anything of his is mine.
Left wrappers. We left wrappers and then we laughed our asses off for when we knew he would want a candy bar and he'd go to the freezer and look for them. And we put the wrappers in there. Just like extra salt in the wound.
Everything of his is mine and everything of mine is mine.
Yeah, right.
And that's why I'm so comfortable now these days.
Yeah. I run this roost.
Run it.
What's your rant?
I also put, this isn't the same as your acid reflux, but I put body annoyances because I've just had these like little things. Mm-hmm. And I feel bad because could always be way worse. These are just little things that are mm-hmm. irking me, you know, like mm-hmm. when you sleep on your shoulder wrong and then you just like a little kink. I twisted my knee a couple weeks ago and it was just a little twist. Yeah. But I also have this thing on my arm. You've probably seen it. It looks like a big zit and it's a dermatobra fibra. Okay. I don't know how to pronounce it, but I've gone to so many dermatologists for it. And I've said, is this the end of me? Like, is this it? You know, because it doesn't look good. And all of them are like, oh, no, I can tell right away. That's totally just fine. Could have been an ingrown hair. Could have been a mosquito bite. Could have been a something. And what happens is your skin has like mass produced calloused, hard, deep scar tissue skin. Oh. Like your skin went nuts, like trying to fix this. And now it's this hard lump of skin. And they're like, but we don't want to remove it because if we do, it's going to be like a big crater. Like we have to take a lot out. It could grow back and like it's not, you know, whatever. But the thing is, they're like, it's fine, whatever. And I always put a little bit of makeup on it every day to kind of just dull it. So that's annoying. But it's also like every once in a while it kind of itches a little bit. Ugh. And it's just an annoyance. I'm like, do I have to live the rest of my life with like a slightly itchy arm? Mm-hmm. I don't want to do this. You know. I think I want to deal with a crater on the chance that it might come back.
I would probably deal with a crater if I were you.
I think I want to deal with that. If anyone's ever had a dermatoma fibra, whatever, mm-hmm. like maybe I have to go to like a someone else to make it look like not as cratery.
I had the that mole taken off my back and mm-hmm. because it was cancerous, but it was it was a basal cell where they compared it to and a bruise on an apple where if you cut the bruise out, the apple's fine. Okay. So, but they have to take like a deep, like the mole was the size of a pencil eraser. Not that like, but the diameter or whatever. But they cut, I mean, the scar on my back is freaking 1 inch tall by half an inch wide. And it's all freaking Frankenstein because they have to take it out. And my stepmom was like, you should go to a plastic surgeon to get that fixed. So I feel like you could go to a plastic, because plastic surgeon also, I don't know cosmetic. If insurance would then cover it, but I don't think insurance is going to cover it anyways because it's cosmetic. Like it's an elective thing.
Yeah.
So I would look at a plastic surgeon maybe for that's skin things.
That's a good call.
Because they'll take care to make it look good.
Yes. Yeah.
No, getting older is for the birds. There's like that meme, something like, you know, your child falls off a ski lift. Are you okay? Yeah, I'm fine. And they go down the mountain. I sleep on my neck wrong for a week. Are you okay? I'm not sure I can look that way for the next 2 weeks. You know, it's just like aging is just
aggressive. House of cards here.
It's a house of cards.
All right. What's your rave?
My rave is growth. I might have done this before, but I just think it's so cool. Growth. Personal growth and healing.
Yes.
I just went through a situation and I talked about this at length, in depth on Patreon.
Real deal over on Patreon, everyone. patreon.com/youcansit.
A lot of you, I was just at a wedding recently and a lot of you asked questions about a specific thing. And I talked about that specific thing over on Patreon. But it was like the situation that happened is something that would have for sure ruined my night/day and possibly the entire weekend. Mm-hmm. And it was just a peripheral thing. Like, it was just a small thing for me. And that's really cool. I had a friend that – I have a friend that she's been just, like, really working on other people's opinions of her. Yeah. And the haters have been coming for her recently. And she was messaging me about one of these things. And, you know, I'm trying to talk her up. And she's like, it's so weird, Ashley, but honestly – like, I'm totally fine. She's like, I don't even believe myself that this isn't, I'm not making a big deal about this, but like, I'm totally fine. And I was like, you know, I scream like, oh my God, gross, baby, like cap locks, exclamation point. It's like, it's so cool.
Yeah.
When you see yourself grow. I had a client today who, when we first started meeting, she had all kinds of issues. Like, she hated her job. She was struggling with parenting. She was struggling with her spouse, like struggling with her self-esteem, all of these things. We had our seventh session today and she's like, it's so wild. And she's like, I still don't like my job, but like, I just don't really care that I don't like it anymore. I'm not letting it ruin my day. She's like, you know, my daughter's still kind of acting like a teenager sometimes, but it's totally fine. She's like, it's just so crazy how much less defensive I am, how much more peaceful I feel. And I'm like, isn't this the freaking coolest? Go! Like, I just love growth and healing. I think it's so awesome. And then when you can recognize yourself for it.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Well, at the end of the day, that's a better life.
Way better.
That's like so much. That's like growth is that monumental.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
Because great, we get point to be here one time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's pretty cool. That's really cool. You should close the show out.
What's yours?
Because my rave was I felt
God. Pooping without having to wipe.
I felt
imagine that is a good one though. That is a good feeling.
It's great. Well, whatever, I'll talk about it over on Patreon. But it's not what it sounds like. My rave is the other night we went to bed so early that it felt rebellious. Like, we put the kids down and we always are up watching shows or whatever, right, or it's like that time where you get to do something. And Chris was like, gosh, I'm so tired. You know, I could go to bed. And I was like,
we should kind of do that.
Should we just go to bed? And he was like, should we? He's like, oh, I'll go let the dog out. And I'm like, cool. Like, I'll take my thyroid pills and brush my teeth. Like, let's do this. And
it felt, do it.
Are felt we like doing? We were sneaking out, like, to go do something, but we were just
going to bed.
Going to bed.
While it was still daylight.
It was so early. Like, we said that at like 8:45.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's not that early, but yeah.
I mean, it was not that early, but for us, it was monumental. Mm-hmm. And it felt so great.
Do you have the thought, because sometimes I do that, you know, I go to bed early, and every time when I'm in bed, it feels really good to be in bed early. And then when I wake up and I'm refreshed, I think, I want to do this every night.
Yeah.
Like, do you have that thought of like, God, that felt so good, why don't we do this more?
My body woke me up even earlier because it was like, oh, you've had the adequate amount of 6.5 hours of sleep.
Oh, wow.
Seven. And okay. Like, I have not.
You know what? I actually think I'm the expert here.
Yeah.
And how dare you?
I was supposed to gain, right, not, you know, make
not stay the same.
Yeah. Not make a lateral.
Right. This
here
is not a lateral. Yeah. Move. No, I did my job. I got into bed early.
Yes. Reward.
Okay. I promoted myself.
Let me rest.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
how dare
but
you?
It still felt very fun and exciting.
That's very exciting.
Yeah, guys. Okay.
No, I actually think, like, the second you said it, I was like, I know that feeling. And it feels so good.
Yeah.
You do feel like a champion.
Yes. Yes.
Like, it is magic. And as you also said it, I thought, God, who have we become? You know, when you were little and you'd show up to Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And your grandma would say, my feet hurt just looking at those shoes.
Yes.
Or you'd wear ripped jeans and someone would say, did you pay full price for those? And you're like, God, you're old. You know, like, you're so old. And now here we are.
Yes.
Old.
Talking
doing
about
old shit.
Body one annoyances and going to bed early. Mm-hmm. And I literally missed my wine glass and poured
all over your lap
tonight. All over your lap. This is what's happening. Yeah. You guys.
Right. It's what we got to look forward to.
You can age with us always. Mm-hmm. We love every single one of you listeners. Leave a nice, kind, beautiful review. Keeps the pod going. Tell a friend to slam down tag that us. 5 stars. Tag us.
Tag us on where? Soch.
On Soch.
You know, just like share. What? Share the pod. We should start doing giveaways again. Like,
yes.
Here's what actually happened. I know we have to wrap because it's 10:30 almost, but someone asked me the other day about this podcast. I don't remember in what context, but I said, you know what kind of happened recently over the last few years was like, I had Mac. And so I was kind of hunkering down as that, like what, because Rev came first and then Ben, but it was still like, we each had one kid.
Yeah.
And that was really, really hard, but we could still like, I would just be like, hey, John, can you watch Rev while I come? Right. It was so much easier to just ask the spouse to help. And then I had Mac. And so it was like, whoa, I can't handle this. Then you had Ben and it was like, whoa, Ellie, like we can't, or Ellie, we can't give extra to the pot. Like we were not in a growing season.
We're in the thick of it. We've been in the thick of it.
We've been in the thick of it. And it feels like just now we're coming up for air.
Yeah.
And it reminded me when that girl wrote in and said, like, remember when you used to do this? And it was like, we used to do a lot of things.
Yeah.
And not that we haven't had fun, but it has just been like, a little bit we've been bringing, I've looked forward to it every, but there has been a little bit of essence of like, I'm bringing what I've got and it's not always a lot, you know, but like we're here.
And I think a lot of people can relate to that. But
now
it does feel like a shift back into.
Yes. Growth season again.
A growth season again, you know.
But it feels, I just feel like my tank is more full now where I have more overflow to give.
Yes, you know? Absolutely. Yeah.
It was like I only was giving what I could and now it's like, oh, I've got more. Oh, and I can feel it from you too.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
It's true. And it's fun because, you know, this pod has been through a lot of seasons. Mm-hmm. There will be the seasons. Mm-hmm. And they're all beautiful in their own, you know, unique different ways. And then this is cool that we're like on the other, maybe
we're
like still in the thick of it, but like not in the thick.
Right. Yeah. You know? Not in the thick. So thick. I'm saying tag us if you like the podcast, like start tagging us on social. We'll start doing giveaways.
Show up for us. And we'll show up for you.
Call is going to be the one. We took back our social media.
Yep.
So she's the one back in the DMs. Like we missed you guys. We've been here.
Yeah. But
we're like ready to really dive deep again. So.
Yes.
Okay. All right. That's enough.
Enough
That's
of this. Enough.
Love you.
Love you. Bye.
You can sit with us always. Okay. See you next Tuesday. Bye.
Want more? You can sit with us. How about another round of your favorite podcast?
We
sign
me up.
Same.
Join us for another round over on Patreon. That's where we give you the down and dirty. We get raw and real. We raw dog it over there.
Oh, yeah. Every Friday, at least, we drop Friday episodes over on Patreon and additional content. It's all ad free. You can sign up. Go to patreon.com. patreon.com/ You Can Sip With Us, or download the Patreon app and search You Can Sip With Us. Become a patron. $5, guys.
It's $5 a month. I mean, just give up your latte one day. One day out of 30 days, boom, paid for.
Yeah. Yeah. Totes, kabotes. Do it. We'll see you over there.
KCO.
Every Friday,
love
guys.
Love you.
Bye.
You're our crew. Bye.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.